Mysorize. It's me again. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about what life is after death. It's kind of weird and like a deep question, but what I'm now going to be telling you is not true, and I've been thinking about this for a few days, and it would just be fun, I don't know, maybe for a movie or something like that. So, I'm now just going to be telling you what's on my mind. I hope you enjoy. So, you've lived your life and then you die, and then you go to this place in like nowhere space, I don't know, and you have this like big house-ish thing, and that's where you go to be living. And there are like other souls that you're, by the way, now a soul. Then you get assigned by your buddy, that's a soul, another soul, who gives you a person. You've been assigned a person to look out for. You're like the guardian angel of that person, if you know what I mean. So you're going to be guiding that person through their lifetime, but they don't know that, obviously, because you now don't know either that you know you have that person. So you are like the guardian angel of that person you've been assigned. You know, when you're like choosing something, whether you should buy that or not, and something tells you to buy it, then that's your like soul or like your guardian angel thing. Or like if you just have a feeling that you should not go out with your friends because something bad is going to be happening, then that's your guardian angel who's like, no, I've experienced this in my lifetime and it went wrong, you are not going to be making the same mistake as I did. Kind of like that, you know? So that's like the first thing. So now you kind of get where I'm going with this. So you've been assigned that person, of course, and you're now the guardian angel thing, so you are going to be guiding them through their lifetime and, you know, helping them with decisions until they die. When they die, oh, by the way, when you're like helping them, you can earn points by making good decisions. So if you are really bad person, I don't know you, then you might choose the wrong thing for your person because you're like, well, I don't have to go through it, so might as well let them die or do them, like make them do drugs or something like that. Bad decisions. No, because then you don't get points, and when you are going to be living, then you can't use your points to make the ideal life. So then, when your person has died, then you, it's like it's your turn to, you know, be in your own life. So then you get to see your buddy again, and your buddy explains you everything. So phase one, the first thing you do is you have like 2 days off. But like, that's just because like a little vacation. You could take longer if you wanted to, but. And then the like first thing you do is you're going to be creating your looks. So you can choose like brown hair, blonde hair, curls, no curls, wavy hair, no wavy, stuff like that. You can choose like brown and curly or like blonde and straight. But if you want like blonde and really curly, then you need to give like 1 or 2 points because it is more rare, you know, to have really, really curly hair and blonde, you know, stuff like that. Or if you want red hair, then you should give a few points too. So if you don't like red hair or something like that, then you don't have to spend your points on that, but you could just save them for something else. So that way you can like spend your points. So when you have your ideal body and like your looks, then you go to the next phase. But when you have your, like, you have made your body and stuff like that, the looks are only for a certain moment, so you can choose to create your looks for the age 15, and then when you are 15, you will look like that. But you may be born really, really ugly, and when you're 15, you look ideal, the way you wanted it to look, and then you get ugly as you're older. So, you don't really know if you are going to be pretty. You know that one moment in your life you will be pretty, or like the way you want yourself to look. If you have been like really, really cute and stuff like that, really beautiful in your own lifetime, like your first life, and you don't want to look pretty again because you had like really bad experiences with that, then you could choose to be less pretty. You know what I mean? Then you have the next phase. Illnesses. Oh, we all hate them. I think we do. I personally don't like them. So, illnesses. You have like the wheel of fortune, but then with illnesses. So you get to spin the wheel, and then it comes like on five illnesses. Let's say five illnesses. Then you can choose your own illnesses. You need to have like one bad one, and then the rest of them can be like allergic or something like that, like allergies or something like that. So let's say you have five illnesses from the wheel, and you're like, okay, I want to be allergic to peanuts. Then you are allergic to peanuts, that's number one. And then number two is I want to break free. No, that was random. It was the first thing that came to my mind. Never mind. And then you have not so bad one. Let's say your eyesight is not the best, so you need to wear glasses or lenses. Then you have that one. That one is pretty popular because it's not that bad, and like they have solutions for that. And then you can that was, by the way, I'm doing skincare, so yeah. Let me think. Then you have a few other not so bad illnesses, and then you have like cancer, because that one is like not fun. And you can like, because you have already four other illnesses, it doesn't have to be that bad. So like, you choose cancer on a really late age. So around like when you almost die, and then you get it. So, but if you are like, yes, I only have two illnesses, then that's not yes, because it needs to be like a really bad illness. Like, I don't know, you've been born without some like legs, or I don't know, something like that. Well, legs, I don't know. And then another illness is like your immune system is not that good, or something like that. So those are kind of bad, you know? You know what I mean? So that way nobody is perfect. But like, of course, if you get a really bad, like 10 illnesses, then you can use your points to, you know, change the thing a little. You get what I mean? So that way it's kind of realistic, but I don't think it's how it works, you know? And then you have phase three. Phase three is about your personality and stuff like that. So you get like to choose five personality traits or something like that. Like, I want to be confident, I want to have this and that, and then a few bad ones. You know? So, let's say you want to be confident, you want to be, like, have a good sense of humor, you want to, and the first thing I thought of was, you want to break free, but I'm just, like, weird, you know? But then you choose that you're jealous or something like that, and that you're mysterious, I don't know, and something else. Kind of like that. You need a few bad ones and a few good ones, and you can choose really like special ones, and then you need to use points for those. Or if you want more than 5, which you need to have 2 bad ones, 3 good ones, and then you need and you can like use points to get more ones or less ones, and those can change your personality traits. Because if you are placed in a family which, I don't know, you've been like really bad, the parents were like bad or something like that, then you could get depressed or I don't know, something like that, and then you're not so fun anymore, you know. So it's not, you don't necessarily need to be like that. Same as with your looks. Not really though, because with the looks, at one time you will look like that, like how you want it to look. So that could be for a whole year, that could be for only one day, or yeah, something like that. Or you could be like really beautiful, but when you get old, you'll get like all grumpy and ugh. Or like when you are born, they're like, oh my god, what an ugly person. And then when you grow up, you're like, ah, here I am, I'm so beautiful. I'm so funny. Well, kind of like that. So yeah. And then after that, you're like done. You get to say goodbye, and then when you are ready, you go. And then when you are born, you forget everything. So like as soon as you are like, I'm done, and then you, I don't know, you get in this machine, and then you're poof, and you're on Earth, and you don't know anything. You can't choose where you know, in what where you are born. The country you can choose, but you need to give points for that one. But overall, they do think about your personality things and everything like that. So yeah, that's kind of it. I think that was it. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this video. So subscribe. Whoa. Follow me, just, I don't know. And Instagram. I have an Instagram account. If you haven't followed that, then you should really do that. And yeah, that's it. Bye-bye, Mice Rice. Until the next time. Bye.